A conspiracy theory is a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. But most of the time, they're just total bullshit. We're here to determine which is which. This is One Conspiracy and a Lie.
Yep, that's right. It is time for One Conspiracy and a Lie, the number one conspiracy theory podcast that is going on literally right now.
That's very, very incorrect, and we still believe it. My name is Devin. That douchebag over there is Gunner.
Hello.
Hi. Look, how you doing?
Dude, I'm good. Where can people find this crap?
They can find this crap at One Conspiracy and a Lie on Facebook and Instagram, and of course, anywhere you stream, Spotify, Apple, wherever.
Yo. Yeah, exactly. Now, of course, the way this works, Dev, you run through some conspiracy news that you found. You know, it's some might be new, some might be old, but it's all good stuff. And then I, of course, find a conspiracy that's real, or at least out there on the internet. Sure. I make one up completely, and you have to determine which is which. What's the current score right now?
The score, I have 16 and you have 11. Yeah. So I'm kicking your ass right now, but I think the more surprising part that we notice every show is that we have officially had 27 episodes. This is number 28.
Look at that. You know, I can't believe
it. We're still here, still kicking.
I thought we'd last about two episodes, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we proved us wrong.
Yeah. Obviously, we just have too much time on our hands. So here we go.
Maybe that's what it is.
Okay. So what do we got today, Dev?
Okay. So today we're going to talk about one of my favorite things when it comes to conspiracies, and that is the ocean.
Oh, the ocean. Yeah, okay.
Yes, involving the Earth's ocean. So there's 9 conspiracies that we're going to talk about.
Okay.
I want to deep dive, of course, into a couple of these down the road, but we're going to do a little overview here.
Yeah.
So the first one is Atlantis. Of course, we all know about Atlantis, right?
Okay, tell me what you know about Atlantis.
Okay, so not much.
Yeah.
It's a civilization or whatever that existed, and people say that it sunk.
Okay, they say it sunk. See, my vision of Atlantis, I can't see it sinking. I could see it being like, look, I assume something like that did actually happen. Like there was a city called that, right?
Yep.
But then I assume it was built so close to the ocean, and the ocean like rose up or something, and then it just like put it underwater, right?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different theories. Some claim that, of course, the whole thing was fake. Some say that it sunk due to like war and the gods sunk it to like start over, kind of like Noah and the Ark.
Okay, see, I don't believe that shit. You're not telling me Thor is real, you know, and all that shit.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Well, yeah, you definitely hook up with him. I mean, not gonna lie.
One of the wildest conspiracies, though, about Atlantis suggests that it was sucked into the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh God.
As remains of what resembles city streets and architecture have been discovered off the coast of Bimini.
Okay, so here's the deal with the Bermuda Triangle. Okay. I don't understand it. Like, it seems to take down planes, and like, there's a lot of weird shit that happens surrounding it.
Yep.
I want to know more about the Bermuda Triangle.
We're actually that. The Bermuda Triangle is one of the 9.
Beautiful.
So we'll talk a little more about that one in a minute. The next one, we've talked a little bit about this, but not really, and it's been a long time.
Yeah.
The Titanic was a big Illuminati setup, or a giant insurance scam.
We did talk about that once. Yeah, I think it is an insurance. Like, I don't know, but there is that conspiracy theory that it wasn't the right ship. It was a different ship. They were trying to.
The Olympian.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And they were trying to take it down so they could get the insurance money, which, by the way, I just want to say that is a very probable thing. Also,
yes.
Do you know, like, a guy we work with, he came into my office because he listens to this podcast and he goes, Gunner, you got to talk.
Somebody listens to our podcast.
Yeah. He goes, you have to talk about how the Titanic wasn't real and it was all an insurance thing. I'm like, oh, bro, we've already done that. Like,
but there's people on record who remember it.
Yeah.
And who were there. So it was real. It's possible it was an insurance scam.
No. I'm saying it happened. I'm just saying, like, it was probably an insurance scam because it wasn't the Titanic supposed to be an unsinkable ship.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It sunk.
But I mean,
for insurance cash.
Yeah, and we did dive into that a little bit. Oh my gosh, that was like in our first 10 episodes.
Probably, I have no idea.
Somebody just needs to go dig back into the archives and find that
episode. The archives, exactly.
The archives. Love this one. This combines two things we both love.
Mm.
The aliens built colossal crystal pyramids on the ocean floor to create the Bermuda Triangle.
Okay, now here's the deal. The thing is, like, I was watching some YouTube shit the other day, and they were showing, like, all these pyramids, like, all over the world. Like, they found one in Antarctica now that's, like, a pyramid, right?
Yeah.
And they have all these pyramids all over the world, and they said, like, yeah, they were shooting up energy so alien spacecraft could, like, fly through them so they could have energy to keep flying. And so, they don't gas up the spaceships, you know what I mean? They just need this energy.
Yeah.
So If aliens were going to take over, why wouldn't they take over the ocean, right? That's what I would do.
Yes.
No one would even bother you.
No, absolutely not.
Huh.
And when it comes to the Bermuda Triangle, it's just interesting because... Did you know there's been over 25 incidences of multiple disappearances?
Well, see, that's what's up.
That's crazy. In the same place?
Well, is that where aliens are abducting people, though? Probably.
I mean, maybe.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let's say you had an opportunity right now to go down. Is the Bermuda Triangle, it's islands, right? There's like islands down there? Like, yeah. What is it?
Yeah.
How many islands? Do we know?
Well, I mean, I can find out for you.
Okay, because like if somebody said right now, yo, Deb, we're going to pay for you to go down to the Bermuda Triangle right now. Do you go?
Totally.
You go. And you might disappear, but you take that trip?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
I would too.
I would just be curious to see like what it is.
I mean, I'd make sure to have a parachute on while I'm wearing my Speedo. It'd be great. You know what I'm saying? Going on vacation, but I'd be ready to jump out of the plane before it gets abducted by the aliens.
So the Bermuda Triangle is also known as the Devil's Triangle or Hurricane Alley. It is a loosely defined region, western part of the North Atlantic Ocean.
Okay.
Number of aircraft and ships have said to have disappeared. So there's just like a little area where shit goes to disappear.
See, I wonder why. I'm gonna watch YouTube videos on this over the weekend.
And it's down. So it's down by like off the coast of like Florida and Puerto Rico. So
yeah.
If you actually see, I'm kind of showing you the picture of it. So the islands that are kind of encompassed in this Bermuda Triangle, there's Bermuda and Puerto Rico and Florida and everything in between that triangle is the Bermuda Triangle.
So that's a danger zone.
That's the danger zone.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to stay out of that danger zone.
Okay, so the next one is the whole Pacific Ocean is brimming with radiation from Fukushima.
Okay, see, I could see something like that happening.
So this one, what's crazy is this one actually, they're saying what's eerie about this conspiracy theory is it has a high probability of being true.
Yeah.
So radioactive animals still roaming the Earth several decades after Chernobyl, and many of them have mutated and are still highly radioactive. So this is just insane. So they're saying that it's rumored that after this nuclear disaster, they're still leaking 300 tons of radioactive waste into the Pacific.
Oh, shit.
Every single day, contaminating everything in its path. This event known as Fukushima. Nobody is denying the fact that it happened, which is also weird.
Okay, could you imagine a radioactive shark that mutated swimming around the ocean?
Oh my gosh.
Like, what the fuck does that look like? That would be the most terrifying thing. Like, oh, I'm swimming, I'm enjoying my nice vacation off the coast of Chernobyl, like, because that's where I'm hanging out.
That's where you're going for vacation, well, not Chernobyl.
Not a lot of people hanging out there, so yeah, it's a great place to hang out, I would assume. And then, oh, I'm just hanging on the beach, minding my own business. Radioactive mutated shark that has two heads, right? Like, what the hell is that? Also, if there is any kind of like toxic waste dumping radiation going on in the ocean, that's what started the coronavirus.
Good point. It's not the bat.
It's not the fucking bat. We knew it wasn't the bat. It was never the bat.
No, it's the Illuminati.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously. So the next one, have you seen the Stranger Things?
The show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen Stranger Things.
Okay, I have not, so you'll relate to this one a little bit more.
You should watch Stranger Things. Great show.
Everyone says that.
It's so good.
Stranger Things, they're saying the next one is that the Stranger Things scenario really happened in Philadelphia's Naval Shipyard.
Okay, now here's the deal with Stranger Things. Now, you don't know much about it, so I'm not going to spoil it.
Yeah.
What happens on that show, if that shit was real, terrifying. Just going to say, that's a terrifying situation.
They're saying the root of the conspiracy theory has nothing to do with psychics and monsters, but about its invisible ships. In a nutshell, the hypothesis describes an eerie Philadelphia military experiment to bend light around Navy ship USS Eldridge? Yep. Thus rendering the ship invisible to the naked eye. It allegedly happened in 1943, and eyewitness accounts claim the ship really did appear. And the strange part, of course, is that it never returned.
Okay, see, that's I mean I don't buy that necessarily, but you know what I took out of that? You should watch Stranger Things.
Yeah, I probably should. The next one is that the Baltic Sea contains remains of a 140,000-year-old flying saucer.
Okay, see, I believe that shit.
How cool.
Well, we gotta find that saucer and try to sell it for cash, dude. That's the thing. We need to get out there and start just, you know, I always give you shit on the radio or whatever about like dinosaur bones and shit. We'd make way more money if we found the flying saucer. All we gotta do is be like, there it is, dude.
But with dinosaur bones, we get to live.
Yeah, but with flying saucers, nobody says we're gonna die. That's the thing. It's a roll of the dice.
Yeah, there's a higher probability.
And then, okay, fine. If we find a dinosaur bone, then we can figure out how to, you know, clone it, and then we own a dinosaur. Sure. Then we're the most powerful people in the world.
Yeah. So in the summer of 2011, the Ocean X team unearthed a mesmerizing find on the floor of the Baltic Sea. Mm. Scientists confirmed that their discovery was a glacial deposit. However, of course, the conspiracy theorists remain unconvinced. So the leader of this Ocean X team stated that the object his team found was developed before the Ice Age.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Due to the type of rock formation found inside of it. And then scans of the relic revealed a UFO-shaped mass that sports a strange-looking staircase.
Okay, so
there's a staircase on this thing.
Okay, so why don't they... See, this is the thing. They need to figure out a way to extract this shit, right?
Yeah.
They need to figure out a way. And maybe they have, maybe they haven't, but... And if they did, are they going to say anything about it? They're not going to be... You know, 2020 would not be the year to be like, we have the flying saucer.
No. I just wait until January 1st, 2021.
Yeah.
And we'll deal with that flying saucer.
Well, because,
but do
yeah.
not open that shit right now.
Well, because if they announce it now, dude, then you got yourself a fucking panic movie. That's what you got yourself, a situation where everybody's like, oh my God, what are we going to do? There's a flying saucer. Yeah, those aliens are dead as shit, but guess what? We got it now.
I wonder how many movies are going to come out in the next couple of years based on 2020.
Oh my God, it's going to be real annoying. There's going to be documentaries. There's going to be all sorts of shit.
And we're all going to sit here and be like, release those in 30 years. We lived it.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, 2020 sucks. We all know that, okay? That's why we appreciate you.
I don't think it sucks. I think people use it as an excuse for their already crappy lives.
Yeah, but see, you don't have kids in school. That's where it sucks.
No, okay, and I understand that. So some people, there are certain aspects that suck for people that have kids, people who've lost jobs. There are people that it has legitimately sucked for. However, there are people who have been minimally affected that are just using it as their scapegoat and being like, oh, 2020, this year, everything sucks. Everything sucks. Poor me.
Mm.
But nothing really happened to them.
Wow. You've gone cold, Dev.
Yeah, that's how... Yeah, I mean, gone cold. I've been there for a while, bud.
You've been negative for a long time.
Yeah, we all know there's like a gaping black hole where my heart is supposed to be.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, we'll find you a new heart.
So the next one, the Day of Horror was an underwater nuclear weapon test.
What the shit is this?
Okay, so the Ring of Fire is a giant circle consisting of 25,000 miles worth of volcanoes.
Oh, God.
National Geographic describes it as the underlying cause of the 90% of the planet's earthquakes. So in 2004, when the ring exploded, took the lives of 150,000 people, drowning whole villages in its wake. Many people suspected foul play.
So
after this was an interesting, I had never heard of this, so this was super interesting. After all, this was the most lethal and destructive tsunami in history back in 2004, hitting with the exact same level of energy as an atomic bomb. So, as the legend goes, the disaster was natural, but wasn't natural. So this is the conspiracy. But rather, it was the result of nuclear weapons being tested underwater.
Well, I could see that happening, because why wouldn't you test those things underwater?
Yep. So many say the U.S. and Israel were involved. It's worth noting that in certain parts of the world, this horrifying story is considered a fact, not an urban legend.
Really?
So there are places where they say this is just a thing. In 2004, there was these tsunamis, 150,000 people died, and this is a real thing.
Well, I could see that being a real thing, because why wouldn't you, honestly, if you're the military, any military across the world, why wouldn't you test that stuff under? Well, you would probably test, because where else do you test it?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I guess you could try to blow up an island or something and test it where, you know, nobody's living or what. Yeah. Maybe you own some, but you got to test it in the water.
Yeah. You would think so.
Man, we got to get our hands on one of those.
So the last two are the most interesting to me. I saved the best ones for last.
Okay.
This one, our planet has a secret mystery ocean no one's ever seen.
Okay. What's this shit now?
Okay. So in the age of Google Maps, where you can see everything, basically.
Yes, but Google also controls what you see.
Exactly. So there's a conspiracy theory existing about an unseen, undiscovered ocean. And what's crazy, this is actually plausible. So several credible scientific researchers are even saying this is true. Okay.
Yeah.
So where is it hiding? Apparently, under the Earth's crust, trapped within a mineral called ringwoodite.
Oh my God.
So apparently there's under the Earth's crust, there's this this mineral that's, you know, taking over this huge portion, and there's an ocean within it. Can you imagine, like, what the fuck is in that ocean? Like, what living beings, what animals, what species would be in that?
No, I can't even fathom that. That's where the aliens
insane.
Are, right?
Insane. Oh my gosh, yeah. That's where the megalodon, is that what it is? That's where the megalodon lives.
Now, do you think there's some kind of entrance into this area, like way deep in the ocean? Like there's a whole set of caves or something that sea creatures have to swim in to get into this area?
Hope so.
Oh my God, we need a submarine. We need a lot of shit.
But there's actual scientists saying it's true. So I've written down four things that I'm going to deep dive into later.
Yeah.
And this is one of them, because there's an actual article in here from the scientists saying it's true.
Okay. Well, anybody can be called a scientist, so I'm going to need more info on this.
Yeah. Okay. So the last one, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Have you seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes.
All of them?
Not all of them, but I think most of them. There's like six of them. I don't know.
Okay. So this one is amazing.
Okay.
The Kraken appeared on Google Earth footage.
Okay. What? Tell me about this.
Okay. So they're saying that, okay, the stories of this sea monster, of course, have gone on forever.
Yeah.
And especially with Pirates of the Caribbean, it's like way more exciting.
Yeah.
They're saying that the Kraken is probably the most famous, said to be 100-foot long, tentacle-clad monster with a hearty appetite for humans.
Oh my God, seriously?
Yep. So the Kraken is a 13th century lore that got carried into modern pop culture with the movies.
Yeah.
And apparently this sea monster makes an appearance on Google Earth footage. So it tells you to type in coordinates. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say them aloud, but I'm going to post them on our Instagram and our Facebook so that people can actually look into it.
Yeah.
It's 63 degrees, 256 point. I don't know how to do these coordinates, how to say these.
Wow.
So we're just going to post them.
We're going to post it.
Well, because it doesn't make any flipping sense unless you're actually like typing it in. So we are going to post this on our Facebook, on our Instagram. It says, type this in and tell us what you see. So I'm going to type it into Google Maps right now because I haven't done this yet.
Okay.
I wanted to wait until we were like doing the show to see what happened. And
but don't you think this is something that anybody could have just photoshopped in, right? I mean,
into Google Maps? Can you do that?
I don't know, but like if you put this into Google Maps right now, would it still be there? Or do you think they update it regularly? You know what I mean? Like, is it 3 years old where the Kraken is sitting, or like what's going on here? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think they're just saying that they found it, like that they found
the Kraken,
or that it was at one point visible, and I think that's what they're saying.
I mean, okay, do you think people sit around and like just like have nothing better to do and their hobby is to search Google Earth to find random shit that shouldn't be there? You know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, because like I said earlier, somebody found a pyramid on Antarctica. Like, they found an actual pyramid, right? They found a face on Antarctica that they think is some kind of ancient alien thing, right?
Yeah, which, how cool would that be? Well, a lot of people, there's a theory around the fact that Antarctica is actually Atlantis.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it is. I don't know if it isn't. We can't get there. We've talked about this. We can't get there.
Well, you can get there.
Well, we should go. You should book us a trip right now. You're rich.
Who said I'm rich?
Well, I'm saying it right now. I'm just, you know, hoping that it's true.
So these coordinates bring us, my computer's being slow, into Antarctica. What's funny is there's a little, I don't know if it's because my computer's lagging, but it's like the middle of the ocean in Antarctica. And there's a little icon for like a restaurant.
Wow. So that's some good sourcing right there. Yeah.
Apparently. Oh, yeah. And a hotel. This is super weird.
Well, okay. Yeah. So you got nothing over there. So
no,
I don't...
this is literally in the middle of the ocean and they're saying that they've got other stuff over here. So So my Google mapping abilities
aren't
suck.
Good. Yeah, they're not great.
I'm going to post these coordinates up on our pages and we can go from there.
All right. Well, that's some good stuff to chew on right there, Dev. You know, release the Kraken. You know
release
what I'm saying?
Kraken.
Yeah, we'll try to find the Kraken on Google Maps. You know, it's going to be a good time. But so now it's time for my portion of the show where I hook you up with a conspiracy theory that I found on the internet. The other one is something I completely made up. Are you ready, Dev?
I'm ready to go.
Before we go, what's the score here? What's the score?
16-11.
Okay. So I'm lagging, but I'm always kind of, you know, I'm kind of always catching up a little bit, I feel like.
Sure.
All right, so the first one I got, New Horizons never went to Pluto. New Horizons, okay? Okay. Do you know about New Horizons?
No.
Here we go. In 2015, NASA satellite New Horizons flew past Pluto, capturing the greatest images of it in history. While the pictures caused an internet frenzy, some people aren't convinced by them. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that NASA faked the images for two separate reasons, okay? One being that Pluto doesn't actually exist, and the other is because it is a hub for alien bases.
Okay.
That is... New Horizons never went to Pluto. The other one, the first humans were insects. Okay, ready for this one?
Okay.
Humans have been on Earth for about 200,000 years, and while there are many theories that humans actually evolved from monkeys, there is another idea out there. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that humans actually evolved from a more insect-like creature that lived in trees. They were called thrimopods. These green creatures stood roughly 4 feet tall and had human-like eyes and other facial features.
Okay.
And that's what we got today.
So this is a tough one. You didn't have any tells this time.
That's good. I don't know what my tells even are, so I don't know if I'm doing them or not, to be honest, because you won't tell me what my tells are anymore.
Yeah, there was a little bit of... Okay, there was a little bit of a tell.
Oh, shit.
But I don't know if it was real or not.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go with my gut.
Okay, what's your gut?
I think you made up the first humans are insects.
You think I made up the first humans were insects? You don't believe thrimopods are real?
I was right.
Fuck.
I was right. As soon as I say it and your reaction, I know that I'm right.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Wow, that time the tell was very little. So.
What was the tell? Tell me what the tell was.
Nope.
Tell me what the tell was.
Score is 17 to 11. I'm not giving you your tell.
I don't know what
the only reason you have 11 points is because I gave you your tell 11 times.
No, I need to know what my tells are. You got to tell me.
No.
Well, that's not fair because now I'm going to. No. Okay, well, next week I'm coming back hot. It's going to be good. I'm going to win. And actually, if I win next week, you have to give me 3 points.
I'm not going to do that.
All right. Well, where can people find this shit, Dev?
All over the internet at One Conspiracy and a Lie on Facebook and Instagram. We always want you to message us if you have something you want us to deep dive into. And of course, you can find us on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yep. So
and make sure you subscribe, asshole.
Yeah, do that. Let us know what you want us to do on socials. We'll hit you up back. We want to get some guests on the show. I think that'd be kind of fun over the next few weeks. You know,
for sure. Yeah, I think it'd be awesome to have some people who have. I just want somebody who like strongly 1,000% agrees with a certain conspiracy theory.
Like the Kraken or and, like an yeah. alien or like whatever.
And you've done some research.
Because we do literally none.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
We go over a bunch of different things and that's it. And then we want to bring you on the show and we want to talk to you.
Yeah, so we'll be back next week. It's going to be a good time. I'm excited. How do we end this, Dev?
Later, fuckers.
Yeah, we'll see you.